Hey there, everyone, and welcome to a special Sunday edition of the Airstream Chronicles podcast. I'm the show host, Rich, and as always, thanks for stopping by and listening in and hanging out for a little bit of the morning. So, Friday, I totally missed doing the podcast. I hit the road early in the morning, and as I was driving along, I just didn't find any opportunities to really sit down and do the podcasting. I like to keep both hands on the wheel and pay attention to where I'm going, especially with the Airstream in tow behind me. So by the time that I got down to Painted Rock Petroglyph Park, which is a place outside of Gila Bend that I've camped at before, I got myself all established in there. There was some concerns about some bad weather coming in, so I decided I'd stay there for the night. I always like to break the drive up down to the Casa Grande area into 2 days. It doesn't have to be. You could make it in a day without a problem. But I always like stopping and staying at places that I've enjoyed staying at before. And while Painted Rock Petroglyph was a bit of a letdown years ago, with the additional graffiti that's been added over the years, it's still a neat place and very reasonably priced. It's another one of those BLM locations. So pulling the Airstream in and getting everything settled, I realized quickly I needed to go from multiple layers and a jacket to a t-shirt and shorts. So it's pretty funny. You drive south not even 2 hours from the Prescott area, and you drive into the warmer temperatures. So once you get down in the Phoenix area, it's definitely comfortable during the winter. So I see why a lot of people overwinter down here. So there you go. There's the reasoning why I'm doing today's podcast. Is I just totally blanked on Friday with the driving. I said, don't do it. And then when I got myself set up and established down at Painted Rocks, I just kind of kicked back, enjoyed the day, and decided to see how everything went in the Airstream. So most everything stayed in its place. As always, a couple of things fell out of the cabinets. They always do. No big deal, though. So that was fine. And I also got to enjoy the fact that while Painted Rocks Petroglyph Park is kind of in the middle of nowhere, just sitting out in the desert, I had full connectivity for my laptop and for my smartphones. So most everywhere you go these days, even what feels like a remote location isn't a remote location anymore. We are totally connected. And I should have done the podcast on Friday, but I decided to kind of enjoy the road trip and also settle back into it. This is the first Airstream road trip since middle of last May, after going up to Page, Arizona, and then going to Hackberry Canyon. Not feeling very well there because of the allergies, which I totally blanked on. And then last summer and fall were lots of medical stuff. So first trip, and everything went smoothly and comfortably, no problems whatsoever. New tires got put on the Airstream before leaving a couple days ago, because while they were looking good and the tread still looked good, they were over 5 years old. And here in Arizona, at least, it's super dry and you can get the cracks in the tires, and it's just best to swap them out with the manufacturer's recommendations, even if you haven't fully driven on them. And the Airstream's had a lot of park time over the past couple of years, so those poor tires could have gotten more road use. So, yep, everything went well getting down here. So yesterday, which was Saturday, I spent about an hour and a half driving from where I'd camped for the night over here to Sundance One RV Resort. So they're one of our clients, and we're going to be working with them this week. And we're also going to be working with another property owned by the same organization, and that's the Fairways 55 Plus community, which is right up the road from Sundance. So very interesting. We'll be doing some web work for Fairways. They're updating their website, and we will be doing some photography, video, and aerial photography and video for both locations. Sundance is actually expanding into a new section, Sundance 2, which is all larger manufactured homes, and well over 100 new homes are going in. They're just getting rolling with that and putting in their amenities. One of the neat things is they actually share amenities between their parks, so If you're at Sundance 2, you can use the facilities at Sundance 1. If you're at Fairways, you can use the facilities over here as well. So very neat. So the Airstream is parked real close to the main office, and I'll be meeting with some old friends here over the next couple of days because I've known them for several years now as we've worked with them on multiple parks that they actually have ownership of in Arizona and a couple other states as well. So this is going to be a really busy week, and what I'll try to do is remember to hit these podcasts before I go out the door to start the day for what I'm doing for these folks. So they're mostly going to be recorded on the iPhone. It's just easier. I decided not to bring the Yeti microphones or anything just because, you know, I've got a primary job to do here, and that's to get their work done, not do podcasts and podcasts and videos over on YouTube. But we'll be hitting those each day, so we're just going to go with the phone. It does sound really good when you use it like a phone on Anchor FM. So let me know what you think, if the mobile podcast is good enough or if you prefer the extra little bit of production value that goes into the regular podcasts with the Blue Yeti. And next time, maybe I'll decide to pack it. You should see the number of cases that I have here with me. So the Airstream is full of gear. And good grief, you know, taking everything out of the Airstream into the new rental house the other week, I knew I had a lot of gear. Repacking all of it to bring back into the Airstream really stressed just how much stuff comes along to do this kind of work. So if it was just websites and no photography or anything, hey, that'd be cake. You just do everything on the computers and that's all you need. But instead, in my situation, I've got drones, I've got cameras, I've got mirrorless cameras. You get the idea. I've got multiple chargers and all the rest. So it does take up space in the Airstream, and it's amazing that I've full-timed in it for so long. And I did go crazy for space occasionally. There were those moments when I just desperately wanted a little more space. So the rental house is working out, but it kind of feels nice to be back in the Airstream for a little bit to do these jobs and to be elsewhere. That was one of the big parts of my Airstream purchase back in 2004 was it was supposed to be used for enjoyment and pleasure trips and be able to kind of have home away from home. Turned into something else from 2006 through last year, but we're going to see if we can't get it on the road more to our client locations and also to share some pretty cool places with you and some RVing tips and photography tips and all the rest that we talk about here. All right, everyone, it is a rainy Sunday morning in Casa Grande, Arizona, so it's going to be mostly an indoor day, so no drone flight today and most likely no photography unless things clear up into the evening and maybe we get some of those beautiful Arizona skies. As always, thanks again for checking in and hanging out for a bit. If you have any questions or comments on the podcast, you can email me at rich@rlcdesign.net. And at the end of the show, we do have a message from our sponsor, Flipboard.com. So check it out. And we'll be talking to you again tomorrow.